GOP Rep. Perry, Biden administration a rogue regime. They don't bother following the law, they're not interested. By Jeff Poor on April 17, 2023. Monday, during an appearance on FBN's Mornings with Maria, Representative Scott Perry, RPA, was asked about last week's Pentagon leak, which showed an apparent flouting of the law by the Biden administration. Perry said while the leak was damaging to U.S. credibility, it also showed a rogue regime forcing Congress to use the debt ceiling negotiations to make the administration follow the law. Well, look, I think the leak was horrifically damaging from a number of standpoints, not the least of which is the information within the leak that shows that American service members in uniform, uniform service members, Maria, not DoD civilians, not bean counters doing oversight, but uniform special operating forces in Ukraine. And I would say, that's a very dangerous escalation. I don't think most Americans know that and that most Americans do not approve of that. And then there is the leak itself. Look, starting with James Comey and Secretary Hillary Clinton, leaking appeared to be no problem. So now, everybody wants to get on it and be a hero, whether it's Alexander Vindman or anybody else. They haven't seen any consequences. This is damaging to the United States' credibility. It is damaging and potentially dangerous for lives on the ground. And by the way, what are those lives doing on the ground of American servicemen in uniform, men and women in uniform? It is unacceptable. And so, look, we have a rogue regime. Whether it's on the southern border or whether it's in Ukraine, they don't bother following the law. They're not interested. And the only thing that Congress has is the power of the purse, which goes back to the original discussion of not only the debt ceiling but then the upcoming appropriations. We can't make them follow the law, but we can sure make sure they don't have any money to disobey and not follow the law, and that's what we need to do. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.